Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I'm so glad to be with you. It feels like forever. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to have a big time today. I'm telling you, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to get connecting the dots on what they were planning for us, which was nuclear Armageddon. This was their plan, and we have the proof of it. And something happened this week that you've definitely got to make sure that you know about. You might want to take notes on this one. Definitely bookmark it, because this is going to be a big one. And I hope I can do it justice, because this is President Trump has just come out. Anybody who thinks that the Clintons are going to get away with this, and those who planned nuclear Armageddon are going to get away with it, they got another think coming. They're not going to get away with it. No way, no how, not happening in this world. Give me the thumbs up if you like this. I want to make sure that you guys hit the like button, and we'll go on. I know that you'll love it, because this is such good news. This is what we do. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. This is the end times for them, not for us. They wanted this. We're not having that. We're having the golden age, as President Trump so aptly puts it. The other thing we're going to be talking about is about our wonderful Scott Bessent. Let me show you him. I'm going to let you listen to what he had to say. Where's the video of him? Where is it? Ah, that's not the one. All right, so I'm going to go. I've already messed up. I'm already 2 minutes in. I've already messed up. This is the video. This is about Scott Bessent and how he is connected to Soros. Did you have any idea about that? Did you guys know that? All right, so you know what I did originally? I got in such a hurry and I popped it in there, and I didn't pop in the video of him here. So I'm going to get here. Here's the one with him talking. Okay. So he worked for Soros. So what I want you to think about with me is, this was 15 years. The question is, was he working for him as part of the plan? And so as you listen to this, I want you to think about, is that possibly what was happening? So yeah, thank you for MJ for finding this video and sharing this, because it's really, really important. This man is an absolute genius. We are so blessed. President Trump has a dream team, and we get to be part of it. I mean, we're the little minions, but we are part of it. And I'm so thankful that we're all here together, because whatever truth, whatever is happening, our job is to spread this truth as far and wide as we possibly can. That's our job. We don't have to go fight with bullets. We fight with truth bullets. And so Bessent is talking about on this clip how, you know, he worked for him. But I want you to know that, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, he was saying that he's like a triage ER doctor, that America has been in financial straits, in terrible, you know, life support, and just in a terrible state because of what they had done to our country, and, you know, stealing from us and sending the factories overseas, and on it goes. And he is like trying to get the patient, you know, stop the bleeding and get the patient where they are, can survive. And thankfully, Bessent can do that. And President Trump talked about how he said, that's why I hired that guy, because he's a genius. And I have a feeling that Soros knows he's a genius too, but I have a feeling Bessette knew all this time that Soros was evil. I don't buy it when he says here, oh, he was helping to bring down the Iron Curtain. I have a feeling he knew all this time that Bessette knew that Soros was no good. All right, so I'm going to do this one, and then we're going to jump into the uranium one. Okay, y'all ready? Here we go. Listen to this.
Fascinated with you, your life, your career. One of the things that I think some people know about your career, if they don't, they're about to learn, is that you worked for a long time, two different stints, 15 years for George Soros. And there's a lot of people watching, I'm sure you know, Mr. Secretary, like, what? The secretary worked for George Soros? There's a lot of people, perhaps me included, that have a lot of doubts about this man. So I would ask you, what do we misunderstand about George Soros?
Well, a couple of things. You know, my job for him was working at the investment side, never on the foundation side, and those were kept very separate. And for my first stint, Mr. Soros was focused on bringing down the Iron Curtain and was very helpful in the collapse of the Soviet Union after I had left the first time.
Okay, I'm going to pause it real quick. I just wanted you to hear. He says he worked for him for two separate periods of time. He worked on the investment side, helping Soros to make a lot of money based upon, what Soros' ill-gotten gains. Let's just be honest. That's what he's done. And so what if Bessette was on the inside and so he could get all this information about Soros? Because here at the end, you're going to see how during this, on the second stint, basically all that money that had been built up was, so much of it was wiped out because he tried to crash the market when President Trump was elected. So I think that he knew, you and I know, Soros has been, doing very evil things throughout the world for a very, very, very long time. And it sounds just like Trump to put in a good guy in there as a sting operation. What do you guys think? Tell me in the chat.
Sometime in the early 2000s, I don't know what happened. He got much more focused on domestic policy. He and I rarely talked about politics. We haven't spoken since just after President Trump was elected in 2016.
Haven't spoken in 10 years.
And I would tell you that we had a robust discussion, and election night 2016 was one of the three best periods I've ever had for money making because I thought President Trump was going to win. And I don't know if you remember, Will, but election night 2016, the market crashed. Market crashed, and that was one of the greatest buying opportunities of all time because I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, this is the most pro-business president probably since Calvin Coolidge. And I later found out that George Soros was the one selling the market. He was crashing the market, lost several billion dollars that night. And, myself and several others made a lot of money for our investors the next few weeks.
All right. I find that very, very interesting that he's been working with basically Dr. Evil. We know what Soros has done. And I feel very confident, as President Trump says, he's known Bessette for a long, long time. And he didn't, bring him in to be the Secretary of the Treasury on his first term. I have a feeling because he was having him do this covert operation. That's just my take on it, because this man is a genius beyond what most of us could even imagine. He's basically fixing the economy that they broke and intentionally broke. So I wanted you guys to know about that. If you have heard about that, yeah. And I appreciate that, MJ brought this up too. He says, what was this the plan all along? What better man with such intimate financial knowledge of George Soros's operations is there who knows exactly where to look to dismantle Antifa and the other networks? Okay, so think big picture. Okay, you and I have, and the rest of the world have just this small piece of the financial pie. And these evil New World Order cabal people have the rest of it. Okay, they have all this. How do you dismantle their financial networks? How do you bring down their financial empire? They have basically had sequestered all of us into this corner where we were financially just doomed, and they had all the gold, all the money, all the power, all the assets, all of everything. Enough that one man, George Soros, by his account, by Bessette's account, he could crash the market. How much money do you have to wield and to to try to crash the market. And he did it successfully. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. I think that this was a sting operation. That's my take. So you can tell me what you guys think. I think this is a nice little way to peek behind the curtain and to see. I don't think that he was doing it, I don't think he was an idiot. I don't think he was doing it for evil purposes. I think he was using it to be on the inside and to bring Soros crashing down. So, I think that sometimes we just go arrest them. That's been the take by so many people for so long. The reality is you've got to take away their power, which is in their money. Okay. So I want you to see that. That's really exciting to me to have that little piece of information. Now, are y'all ready? We're going to talk about the Clintons. We're going to talk about this Uranium One scandal. And it's really important that you guys hear what happened this week. This week, President Trump and his administration negotiated a deal with Syria to remove this nuclear material from this covert site there in Syria. And did you guys hear anything about this on the news? I see it on Just the News. I saw it on some of the people that I follow, but I didn't see it on any, of course, I don't watch that much of the regular news. Did you guys see anything about this? So this is huge. This is huge. Okay, so like I was saying before, if anyone thinks that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all their ones who literally were fomenting nuclear Armageddon, who were planning nuclear Armageddon, if anybody thinks that they're going to get away with it, they are wrong. There's no way. And this tells you how President Trump is doing it. Okay, so the very important thing to know about nuclear material is that you can trace this stuff back to its origin. And that's what's so important. It's not just any old nuclear material. You can actually go and see. Let me show you what you can see from it. It's absolutely amazing. You can see, you can find out in the isotopic signatures that will reveal the origin, the processing, the enrichment, the transport pathways, and the handling history with extraordinary precision. That's shocking to me. That's amazing to me. Only the Lord, let's just be honest, only the Lord himself would have some kind of material that could trace every step along its pathway. So you could go back and find every evil person who had their hand, their dirty, evil, treasonous hand involved in such a thing as this. This is amazing to the Lord, that the Lord would have something like that. It's really shocking. And that we have the amazing people who can trace this. And it is such a thing as, I was reading it, it was saying before, it's physical evidence creates this receipt that cannot be denied or rewritten. Foolproof, impossible to deny, undeniable physical evidence from the IAEA. So this is amazing. And all these things had to be put into place. Now, President Trump is just saying that he has made this agreement. And here's a little bit about it.
But I think we're doing very well, Steve. I think we're doing pretty well in terms of the negotiation. But we'll see. If it's not going to be a real deal, because Obama had that horrible JCPOA, whatever it was the worst deal. It was a path for Iran to have a nuclear weapon very quickly. Years ago, they would have had a nuclear weapon. We might not be here talking about it right now. They would have had a nuclear weapon. And frankly, Obama picked the wrong country. He should have picked another country. I won't tell you what it was, but he picked the wrong country when he picked Iran. But we have things understood now with Iran. It's been nasty. They've lost their leaders. They've lost. And it really is regime change. We didn't set out for regime change. But by the fact that we're dealing with a totally different group of people than we were at the beginning. And frankly, I find them to be much more reasonable. But I think.
All right. That is huge. This literally just happened this week. Here it is, August 15th. It happened three, 4 days ago that they made this agreement. Let me see. The date on the Just the News was on August 11th, which was on Tuesday. this agreement was made. The Trump administration has reached agreement with Syria and Israel for the International Atomic Energy Agency. You'll hear me say IAEA. That's that International Atomic Energy Agency. To remove this nuclear material stored at a covert site in Syria, according to U.S. and Israeli officials. So this is finally happening. And so Uranium One is back in the news. And you know that the Clintons are flipping out. And anyone who was involved in this realizes they have the evidence. And he had, and also it has to happen when their financial empire is ending, when Iran is losing its power to be the international boogeyman. I mean, you can see now once we're getting through all of these things, you can begin to realize, okay, I see now why all of this had to take so much time and all the pieces of the puzzle had to be put into place. And anyone who doesn't understand that, they're not really thinking big picture about how do you bring down this worldwide criminal empire. And this is literally what it calls the beast of Revelation. All right, so I want you to see that. And also, here's the more about the secret agreement with Syria and Israel for the IAEA to remove this nuclear material from this covert location known as Site 99. If you hear about Site 99, this is this site in Syria, but it was put there, established there by Iran. We're going to get to that. The diplomatic breakthrough reported in August 2026, on the 11th, prevents potential military escalation after Israel threatened to bomb the site if the material remained accessible. All right, so that's what they're saying on the face of it. They're really wanting to do it, in my opinion, as a cover-up. And Trump's five steps ahead of them. They can't get away with doing that. And so everything that they try fails. The nuclear material includes yellow cake and residue from the former Al-Kibar nuclear project destroyed by Israel in 2007. Okay, not really. That's what they're saying, but that's not really. The negotiations accelerated when Israel surveillance detected movement suggesting the new Syrian government under Ahmed al-Shara might attempt to access the site, possibly with Turkey's assistance. Anyway, that's what they're saying. But let's just talk about what we were told back in 2018. And if you remember, we attacked them in 2017. So we're going to get to that too. So we were told in 2018, this post number 1306, they couldn't tell us until after that attack. Okay. So define the terms of the Iran nuclear deal, this one with Obama, this JCPOA, which was just a cover. This was just a smoke screen to cover up what they were really doing, which was transferring nuclear material from our country to our enemies. This is basically the same thing as the movie Sum of All Fears. This is what they did. Does the agreement define and confine cease and desist pro to the Republic of Iran? What if Iran created a classified satellite nuclear facility in northern Syria? Just exactly what just came out in the news on Tuesday, the 11th of August, this satellite nuclear facility in northern Syria. What if the program never ceased? What other bad actors are possibly involved, as in the Clintons, the Obamas, the Justra? I'm going to get to that. Did the U.S. know? Where did the cash payments go? How many planes delivered them? Did all the planes land in the same location? Where did the U1 material actually end up? Right there, where President Trump has gotten the approval to go in and get that out and trace it back to where it came from. Every little dirty hand, cabal hand that guy had was involved. Y'all, you see how big this is? Give me a thumbs up if you see how big this is. This is what they were intending to do, our nuclear Armageddon. This is why we were told in churches, many of us, all of our lives, there's good, and also on the, you know, these movies on the, you know, in Hollywood, there's going to be nuclear Armageddon. Because they were doing it and they did not think that we could stop them. And before Trump, let's just be honest, we couldn't have. This is the miracle that we are witnessing. And I want you guys to see it. I'm so thankful that I get to share this, the good news. I'm not out here sharing bad news. I'm telling the good news of what the Lord is doing to rescue humanity. So the next question 17 asked us is this material traceable? Yes. Amazing. that these isotopes are traceable back, like I was telling you, to every step along the way. Define cover. And so what I believe is happening with this cover is that these pallets of cash, everybody's talking about the pallets. Where'd the money go? Where'd the money go? When they really should be talking about, where did the uranium go? Where did the uranium go? And that this money gets everybody focused on that. So typical, right? Look over here, not there, right? Define cover. That's what this cover was. It's a cover story. What if uranium-1 material ended up in Syria? What would be the primary purpose? Sum of all fears. To start nuclear Armageddon. If the movie, in the movie, where did the material come from? What country? What happened if Russia, what could happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran, Syria? War, as in Armageddon, nuclear war. And that's what our wonderful president has prevented. And using these geniuses like Hank Seth to remove the power from Iran, using the good negotiation skills of the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, using the financial skills of Besant. I mean, we're just watching such an amazing moment in time. I want you to enjoy the show. I want you to really enjoy the show. All right. Why did we strike Syria? Why did we really strike Syria? So this is what it was saying here, that the whole thing that Obama set up was supposed to be to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons, but it actually did the exact opposite. Okay. I want you to if you take nothing else away, definitely take that away. And Iran built this nuclear site in northern Syria, and somehow it made its way, just like with the sum of all fears. And yes, it's traceable. Define cover. We already talked about that, this was their financial way of getting everybody's attention on the dot, on the money. So why did we strike Syria? And it was to deal with this hidden threat. Most people had no idea, of course, that they had done this, that they had taken nuclear materials from our country that belonged to us, and they had transferred them to Syria. But President Trump knew, the White Hats knew, and so they went over and attacked, and they couldn't put that out on the news. The media would never have said it anyway. So they had to say, give some other story. Disinformation is necessary. That's what had to happen. There's so much brainwashing people would never even have imagined, even at this point. So that's what they did. This was the cover. And that's what the Syria, this attack on Syria was about getting control of the uranium. So he sold the Russia, then the U.S. uranium was sold to Russia via Uranium One and diverted to Iran, and the Iran nuclear deal and cash payments used as cover. Okay, so I want you to see this man named Frank Giustra. I want you to see him. Where do I have his picture? Okay, here, let me show you this background. The Uranium One controversy involves allegations that Hillary Clinton approved the 2010 sale of the Canadian mining company Uranium One, owned by Giustra. Let me see if this is his picture. Here's our. Oh, she knew all this time ago that may look like blue, but it's really purple. She knew she was, works with Soros, and she's going to get to rule the world, and basically to do whatever she's told to do, so that that they take usher in nuclear Armageddon. The woman is absolute pure evil. Okay, so here, let me see. Here it is. Here is Frank Giustra. He's the Canadian businessman, the mining financier, and the global philanthropist, baloney. And he founded this Lionsgate Entertainment. Plus, he is the CEO of Uranium One. All right. So I want you to, if you've ever heard of Frank Giustra, his name is going to probably come up a little bit more. I want to make sure you know who that is. So he, this Canadian mining company called Uranium One, Hillary approved that sale. Approved the sale of this Uranium One to Rosatom, a Russian state-owned mining company, in exchange for donations to the Hillary Clinton Foundation. And so when you see that this material went over to Syria, President Trump has the ability to get that out of there, then that's the smoking gun. That's the evidence that this happened. And this is what the money was for. This is what all of this was for them to be able to have this, to be the the worldwide boogeyman. All this time, we've, you know, had hanging over our heads, Iran is going to have nuclear war. And that was why they had to always have a boogeyman. The boogeyman's got to have the biggest weapon anywhere, and that would be this nuclear material. And this is why Hillary Clinton, they chose her because she's so evil, she's happy to do it. Awful. You're evil. Multiple investigations found no evidence of this wrongdoing. Okay, that's what you can go ahead and say that, Grok. But President Trump has the evidence, and watch what happens pulling out this nuclear material out of Iran. This is it. This is the smoking gun. All right. So this Uranium-1 was co-founded by Major Clinton Foundation donor Frank Giustra and controlled significant U.S. uranium assets. Around 20% of U.S. uranium production capacity at the time in Wyoming and Utah. Between 2009 and 2013, Russia's state-owned nuclear giant Rosatom, via its subsidiary arms, gradually acquired majority, then full control of these Uranium-1 assets in stages. But it had to be approved because this is our nuclear material. She doesn't have complete authority to do it. So all the people on this board of the CFIUS, I don't know if that's how to say it, but CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, they all agreed to have this done, to transfer this nuclear material. These people must be flipping out because they know President Trump is going to pull out the evidence on them out of Syria, which they thought was never going to happen. They never thought she would lose. It's amazing, right? Amazing. So that's what's happening with CFIUS. It required unanimous approval. Everyone on this board had to give approval for them to transfer 20% of our uranium over to Uranium-1 and then eventually go over to Rosatom, Russian agency. This is 9+ cabinet level departments, including Secretary of State Clinton. Also, the Treasury and Defense, it had to be approved. And then CFIUS had to approve it, too. So it had to be lots of people signing off on this. It's made that way intentionally, that you don't get rid of our assets, especially this nuclear material. And they all signed off on it. And I'm telling you, that's treason. Absolute treason. Frank Giustra guy, He donated shortly after this. He and Bill Clinton went over to Kazakhstan and they got uranium concessions. So they're gathering up all this uranium and working this out worldwide with all their, really the cabal minions. They all join in league together. They all are in league. They're all on one same page, one group working against humanity. This is, the people are put in these positions because they are, first of all, evil. And if they know if they don't do what they're told, they're dead. So, yeah, it's pure satanic. Frank Giustra, later merged Eurasia into Uranium-1 and donated tens of millions of dollars into the Clinton Foundation and pledged $100 million+. So we were told repeatedly that this is a cornerstone example of the corruption pay to play. So now President Trump just denounced this is happening now. Very, very big news. I wanted to make sure that you guys saw this. So you guys put in the comments what you think. It's very big news. So I wanted to share with you guys what it talks about in, let me see if I can find this one. We were told on all these movies that this was going to happen. And we were going to have nuclear holocaust. And that's what so many, we're led to believe. When you're hearing that from every side, then you're like, well, this is just inevitable. This is what's going to happen. And if you have time, I want you to go onto this site. Let's see, right here. Right. Where did I put it? Okay. On my freedomforce.live. If you go to freedomforce.live, Okay. This is on my Rumble channel. Okay. I'm gonna show you this one. On my freedomforce.live/endtimes, I had this movie. And so I created this little clip. And so I would love for you to go and watch this and share this with people. I'm gonna pop it into the chat. It's called What is the Great Awakening? Is this it? This is where they had these evil plans for us to destroy humanity. Okay. So I'm gonna call it I'll just say end times clip. Okay. It's like a 10 minute clip. So it's a really great one to share with people. So I just popped it over into the chat. This was their plan for us. But of course, the Lord's plans are the ones that prevail. Right? Okay, so here is what it says. As far as timing, I find this all very interesting how so much of this is converging. We're getting the exposure of Fauci. We're getting the exposure now, it appears, of the Clintons. Just watch as this, as they go and get this material and this comes out in the news. So they won't be able to cover this up. So here is what's happening on the schedule right now. Here, we're obviously in August. We're August 15th right now. But this is what's happening in September. And I want you to be aware of the biblical calendar. On the 11th, like September 11th, is Rosh Hashanah. If you remember, September 11th, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is Christ's birthday. And so 10 days after that is the Day of Atonement. And so it's a really big day on the biblical calendar. You remember, Pentecost is when we've counted up to say this is Jubilee. This is the year of Jubilee. If this is the year of Jubilee, what happens is you sort all these things out, you count it all up, and then you proclaim it on the Day of Atonement. And that is when all the captives are freed. So watch this calendar right here. It's going to the Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, is on the 20th of September. All right. So let me show you what it says here in Leviticus 25. It says, count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 sets of 70 years, add up to 49 years in all. And that 50th year is the year of Jubilee. Now, for a lot of different reasons, we've never been kept. We've been waiting, well, except for one time. And one time it was kept by our wonderful brother Nehemiah and Ezra. They kept the Jubilee, and everyone's debts were canceled, and all the captives were freed, and everyone was returned to their land where they could have freedom on their land and as a free human being. And we're waiting for this to happen for the entire world. And what if this is the year of Jubilee? That's what we're always hoping, that this is the time. So we'll watch and see. But it says here in verse 9, on the Day of Atonement in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn, the trump. Blow the trumpet loud and long throughout the land. Set this year apart as holy, a time to proclaim freedom throughout the land for all who live there. It will be a jubilee year for you when each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. Big picture, it's not just that you go to a physical location where you're still a slave. It's that you are returning to freedom, golden age of freedom, the golden age of peace, the golden age of wealth, where you're no longer under their boot, no longer having these people. That's the whole point of Jubilee, is that we have these people up off our throats, no longer harming us on, medically, all these things, all the deception gone. That's the Jubilee that we are waiting for. That's the Jubilee that we're looking for. And this is the Jubilee it's talking about right here in Leviticus chapter 25, mostly verses 9 and 10. A Jubilee year, it's not just yes, they would have it on a 1 year period. We're talking about entering into the Jubilee millennium. That's what we're talking about. And everyone will be set free. Okay, so here is the Liberty Bell. And that is the very verse on the Liberty Bell right there. I just read to you from Leviticus chapter 25, proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants of the land. This is our destiny, to set the whole world free. We are witnessing that happening. And it always just seems to me that that's the day then all the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. So whether it's this year or that, you count it off at Pentecost, and then you set everything right and you proclaim it on the Day of Atonement. You see the difference? So it's coming as a hot, long summer until that gets done. All right, so this is the passage in Isaiah chapter 61 where he says, "The Lord has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies." The Lord is angry with the Clintons. He's angry with the Soroses. He's angry with those who joined in league with demons to destroy humanity. And I'm here as a proxy for the Lord. He has sent me to tell those who mourn, and each one of us has mourned. Each one of us has dealt with so many issues and still to this day dealing with issues with our family, with health issues and financial issues and unity issues and on and on and on it goes. But I'm here to tell you, all those who mourn, that this is the time of the Lord's favor. It's come. This is it. Just watch and see. Watch and see. And don't listen to anybody who says it's not going to happen. Believe. Trust the Lord. We're going to see amazing, beautiful, awesome days. And we're watching it happen before our very eyes. If we just have the eyes to see it. And I'm so thankful we do. And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. So those people who are teach, oh, well, everyone just needs to forgive and forget. No, no, no. No, 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 nope, 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 no, not forgiving and forgetting, the day of God's anger against their enemies. That's righteous. We have righteous indignation against those who have done evil in this world, those who have intentionally tried to bring down the economy like Soros, those who have intentionally tried to bring in nuclear Armageddon. I pray. I thank you, King Watts. I believe too. I know. Angry with those who harm children. Thank you. Yes, Coast Rider. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are witnessing and we're part of this. You know, we might not be Besant who knows how to figure out all this financial stuff. He's just such an amazing genius, but we're playing our part. Remember, you were chosen for this. The Lord woke you up for a reason to be a part of this. And I'm so glad you're on the Freedom Force Battalion. Make sure, if you haven't joined that already, hit the like button. I want more people to join the Freedom Force Battalion. Join, definitely hit the subscribe button and the bell so that you are rung. Don't forget, if you don't mind, go over, and I had shared this earlier, to go over to the YouTube channel, to the site, and like that one also, so more people find us over on YouTube. We're going to pop it in there right now so you guys can see. I'm over on YouTube as Melissa Redpill 11. Okay, Melissa Redpill 11. Isn't this beautiful? I love Amisim Isaiah 61. Here's it where it talks about the year of Jubilee, detailed in Leviticus 25. It's a divinely ordained cycle occurring every 50 years. Obviously, they never kept it because they're like, we stole this and we're not giving it back. It was proclaimed by sounding a ram's horn. Hey, Trump. Just saying, it's a trumpet on the Day of Atonement. Mark this on your calendar. September 20th, 2026 is the Day of Atonement this year. Is it going to be this year? I hope so. Marking the time of universal liberty and rest. You know, what it means by that is canceling the debts and the captives being freed. No more slaves in the world. All financial debts amongst are forgiven. And when it says Israelites, think the righteous. Just put in there the righteous. The wicked have the anger of the Lord against them, and the righteous have their debts forgiven. How about that? Property restoration, the ancestral lands that were sold due to poverty were returned to the original families. Yes, but it's not just about dirt. Yes, it's about dirt because it's about financial freedom, but it's more importantly that you stand on the land as a free man. That's the whole point. When you see the word land, just remember always that it's not about physical dirt or even a place to live. It's about having a place to be free. It's about freedom. When you are a man standing on the land, much like when the beautiful image that Daniel was shown about the lion who had eagle's wings and the eagle's wings were plucked off and he stood on the man as a, on the land as a man. That's the freedom that we were plucked out in America to proclaim liberty to the whole world. This is our destiny. And then emancipation, all the slaves would be returned to their clans. The land would rest. The land would lie fallow. So we're not just working ourselves to death. You know, to do work to enjoy, but not to do work where it's the sweat of your brow. This is the Golden Age. If you guys are not familiar, I actually wrote a book called The Golden Age, and I pulled all kinds of verses about the Golden Age of peace and the Golden Age of health, the Golden Age of wealth, the Golden Age of freedom, all these amazing verses. And I just, it makes me so happy to, you know this is, the Lord has promised this for us, and there's nothing can take away God's promises. This is what we're not going to go to escape earth. We're not going onto a cloud somewhere. We're going to have peace on earth. If you're not familiar, these are my books here on Amazon. You can get them for $2.99. So share them. You can actually send them to people, and so they can read them on their Kindle. This is the decode of Revelation. And it's the wonderful news. It's the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. If you are not familiar with the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, definitely check into that. I love my Minor Prophets because they were telling us that we would wake up and that we would cast our enemies out. And it's such a shot in the arm for us. Probably not the best term of phrase. it's a very big encouragement to hear what the minor prophets were saying and to understand that they were talking to us. And an interesting thing, I've just met with one of my friends, Matthew Thayer. He's going to have a movie. I just interviewed him. I'm going to have his interview out soon. He's talking about, can you hear me now? And we were talking about how, you know, these prophets made these prophecies, Haggai, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Haggai, all these ones, they made these prophecies and they haven't been fulfilled yet. So does that mean they aren't true prophets? Of course not. It's just they haven't been fulfilled yet. Right? So I just love it. And you can actually go onto my site, freedomforce.live, and you can see the series that we did of all the lessons that we did together. We have 28 on end times and 1,000 years of peace. We have 22 on the minor prophets. So yeah, and you can do the homework and study up and really soak it in and understand it. Spanish, German. All right. I think that's everything. That's everything I had to. Is there anybody who has a question? You can pop it into the chat and I'll try to answer it. I'll be on the chat with you for a little bit after this. But this is all very, very good news. And then tomorrow I've got so many more things, but this is my installment for today. And then tomorrow we're going to be talking about some more of the good news of things that are happening. Let's pray. Thank you again. We praise you so much. We praise you, Lord, that you are saving humanity. This is the day of your favor. This is the day of the rescue of humanity. We're watching it with our very own eyes, and that those who have done evil, the Faucis and the Soroses and the Clintons and the Gates and on and on it goes, all the ones that maybe we don't even know their names, like the Justra, that they are being exposed and will be brought down and will be held accountable for their crimes, and that there's nothing that can stop that from coming. Because this is you. You, Lord, are the one who are running this thing. And I just thank you that you're leading each one of us. I thank you that you brought us together and that you're leading us to share the truth and to be a part of your great army in this day. What an honor. We praise you and we thank you. I pray for everyone on this battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and bless them and cause them to be more than a conqueror and to have complete joy in the day of battle and to wait with confidence and hope that you will provide the victory. Whether it's this Day of Atonement on September 20th, or whatever day it is, Lord, we trust your plan and your timing. Your timing is perfect, and we absolutely trust you. No matter what, no matter what is going on, no matter what battles we face, we trust you. We love you, and we thank you that these promises are sure. They are yea and amen, and nothing can stop it. No one can stay your hand. No one can say, what are you doing? Your will be done. Thank you, Lord, that we'll have your kingdom come. And your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Right, all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. All right. I'm so glad to be with you. I loved it. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to hit the like before you go. And if you haven't seen this page, freedomforce.live/cancer, I want you to go and watch it. It's very exciting news. Sally, we didn't know, what to do. They wanted to rip out her kidney. They wanted to do the chemo. She said, no, I'm going to try this protocol here. And she did. And they did the CAT scan. They can't find it. It was there. And now it's not. And I'm just so thankful. If you can see the Facebook page on here where it talks about this, it's absolutely amazing. This Facebook page has 66,000 people on there who have the same testimony that it's gone. And no, didn't lose the kidney, didn't lose the antibodies, didn't lose the hair, no vomiting. I mean, just it's all good. It's all good. And so, yeah, I really hope you will share this with people because it's really great news. And also share this health page because this is a big part of what Sally is doing, is making sure that she has her gut health right, that she has no, that's what the probiotics, the no, what do you call it, fungus and bacteria, mold. Because the silver gets rid of that, because the cancer loves to grow in that environment, and she's making sure to get all these nutrients to make her cellular wall super strong, and also do all this detox. Just this is what you have to do because we're up against all this. The enemy has done so much against us, so thankful, and it didn't take long. It did not take long. It's absolutely amazing. Really amazing. So protect yourself from all of the things that the enemy has done. Go to freedomforce.live/health. And this was 3 months, and it wasn't even the horrible suffering that most people go through. And it's not coming back. Amazing. So anyway, I will see you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Okay, guys? And so we'll have more good news. And I've got so much to tell you, but I didn't want to cram too much in today. And I will talk to you later.
Sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.